this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So, as I said, God has called us, and each and every one of you is drawing closer to Him. And I feel that's for a threefold purpose. And for the one, the primary one, the core of all, and the number one of the three is to know Jesus. To know who He is, to know what He's done for you. And there's some scriptures around that. What's this thing? Mark 3 verse 14, then He appointed 12, this Jesus, that they might be with Him, and that He might send them out to preach. So Jesus appointed 12, we know, the apostles, the disciples, primarily to do what? So they might be with Him. And then so they can go out and preach. So the first call of God tonight for all of us is, do you know Jesus? 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Fellowship, spending time, knowing. Friendship, relationship. Matthew 4:19 says, and He said to them, follow Me and I will make you fishers of men. So there's a call of God on each and every one of you. And if you've made this decision before, great. If you sort of need to recommit again, that's going to happen tonight. But if you've never responded to that call, Jesus is here tonight. And He's saying, follow Me. Come, know Me. Be with Me. Not because if you are worthy or not, because we're not, but because of what I've done for you, the cross, I want to reconcile you with our Father in heaven. And tonight, as always, I love to just be as clear as I possibly can be, because that's where Jesus was. We're all sitting here tonight, including me standing. We have issues. We've got struggles. We're struggling with a lot of different things. But I believe one of the main ways where we can move on, because the fact of the matter is Jesus has paid the final price for us. We are set free. We have been bought. And in Him we are new creations, truth, reality. Somewhere between the struggle, we really just focus a lot on ourselves. Lord, I really need to get over this and get healing. That's great. That is what the church and everyone around you is for, to help facilitate. But the fastest way for you to get over yourself is by focusing on people around you. To serve those around you that which God has already placed in your environments. So God's calling us is to know Jesus. And as you start to know Jesus, there's a relationship started to be formed. And then we start to see the way He does things. And you know what Jesus was all about? It was never about Himself. It was always about everyone else. And every word He said and every decision He made, it was always about everyone else. Right? How do we conduct our lives? How do we... I'm not making any struggle we have small, but what's our perception about it? Are we self-focused or are we focused on everyone around you guys? And what's the reason for us to know Jesus? It's yes for the relationship, but it is for us to become like Him. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So God's call is, do you know My Son? Do you know Jesus? So that you can become like Him. Do we know Jesus tonight? Perhaps we know about Him. Do we know Him? A lot of us can speak a lot about Brad and Angelina. But if they walked in here, they wouldn't know any of you. Let's not let that not be the same about Jesus. Amen? Is that too heavy? It's good. Hallelujah. The second part of this threefold thing is to follow Jesus. So God is calling us, do you know My Son? Do you know Jesus? To become like Him, right? Jesus approaching, be with Me. So do we follow Him? Luke 9:23 says, then He said to them all, if anyone desires to come after Me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily. follow me. Also, Matthew 16:25 says, whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. If you don't know, the cross, is a symbol of death. People died on it. So Jesus says, die daily, then you can follow me. Do not try to save your life. Don't buy security with money. Don't buy influence. Don't board up a reputation for yourself. Because if you want to save your life, you will lose it. But lose your life, church. Then you will find it in Christ Jesus. Amen. Die daily. Why? So that you can be alive eternally. So there's a high price. So yes, God has done absolutely everything through Christ, through the cross. Not us having to buy anything. He's just like, this is, I've done this for you. But there's one thing we need to do, is we need to leave ourselves behind. We need to deny ourselves. And this ties in with focusing on the people around us. One of my grandparents, I never knew. We can talk bad about him right now, all night. It would suck a bit, right? But you wouldn't care. He's dead. Right? You agree? You wouldn't care? Why do we care when people speak bad to us or bad about us or gossip about us? You are supposed to be dead daily. Die daily to follow Christ. It's a hard word. It's a difficult thing to do. I agree. But we need to do it because that is what Christ said. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. It's an all or nothing deal with Jesus. Mark 10:42 says, but Jesus called them to himself and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. How did Jesus do things, and how do we do things? As simple as that. There's nothing else to compare it to. There's not no ifs, no buts, no maybe. Christ said, become like me. Not almost. He said, become like me. Be me. He served all. He was worthy to get the best into every situation he walked in and to demand it. He had the right to do that. I think sometimes we do it because, sorry guys, but we tend to have more pride. We sort of feel like, yes, but now this has to come our way because we have deserved it. So I'm now a doctor or whatever. It's great. Study, do those things. Nothing wrong with it. How does that compare to the way Jesus did things? He walked into every room and served every person in there. What's our focus? What's our focus? As we follow Christ, we have rest in him. And in the same way, as it is, this starts to God calling us, every one of us here tonight, saying, hey, do you know my son? Do you really know him? If yes, are you becoming like him? You know, there's a dying in the process. But so, there's something in it for you as well in following Christ, except from, you know, eternal life. There's something in it for you that as we go, because Jesus does, as he promises blessing, he promises persecution, right? But there's something that he gives us through these struggles, through these trials. Because I know that many of us, we go through a lot of crap in life. And it's hard. It struggles. It becomes part of our identity. And we struggle through this thing. But what is God's heartiest desire? He says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Also, John 15:5. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Speaking about hell, by the way. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. There's a rest and identity that we find in Christ. Will things become easy if you make the decision perhaps and not say, Lord, be my Lord? No. Most important decision of your life, yes. But it will be the hardest thing you have ever done, because that means dying. To go through hardships. But through the hardships, there's a rest. There's a peace. There's a blessing. Because Christ didn't call us to be the light in the light. He didn't call us to bring relief to a comfortable place. He's calling us to those places we went. He's calling us to the darkest places to be Jesus, right? Jesus didn't come for the righteous, he came for the sinners. So we need to place ourselves among those who need Christ. And those places suck. It's uncomfortable. It's dark. We hate it there. It goes against our nature. That's awesome. Because there's a rest that we have in those places. It doesn't change who we are. Yes, you go to the toilet differently. You eat really sucky food. Do you know what? Those are all very temporary things. At the cost of what? So tonight, there's a realignment that the Holy Spirit wants to do in all of our lives. You can sit here and you can deny it, which is a very sad thing to do. You can embrace it. Say, Lord, I am really holding on way too much of myself in this relationship. All or nothing. Someone asked me the other day what I think of lukewarm Christians. I don't think there's a thing as a lukewarm Christian, right? What is that? That's weird. What do you think of a live dead person? Okay, no need. I don't need to say anything more about that. Christ is our reward and our dwelling with him. He's our blessing. Mark 10:28 says, then Peter began to say to him, Peter saying to God, see, we have left all and followed you. So he said this to Jesus. And said, like, this is what we've done. Look at what we've done. And this is Christ's responding. So Jesus answered, said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. If your friends are holding you back, follow Christ, ditch them. If your parents are holding you back to follow Christ or get baptized, move on. I'm not saying this. God is. Let no one hold you back. Friendship with this world is enmity towards God. You cannot be a friend of the world and be a friend of God. Those people become our mission. We continue praying for them. We'll always minister and serve them. Yes, we'll always love them. They have no right to hold you back to the things that God is holding before you. Say, but that's not honoring my parents. That's a lie. God commands us to be baptized, so you get baptized. God commands you to follow him, so you follow him. I'm too straight tonight, I'm sorry, but not really. Truth and reality is Christ is coming. Many believe, what's the date today? 20th? Many believe he's coming, or the end of the world is starting in 3 days. If that's true or not, I don't know. For what we all know, it might start tonight. Are we urgent about the things we have heard? Because once you've heard, you can never go back. You're all hearing me tonight. If you don't want to hear more, run. But you hear, so it's your responsibility to make a decision. Amen? Yes, you guys are so quiet. It's amazing. I'm sorry, but I love you. I really do. So once, to know Christ, do you know him? Secondly, are you following him? Meaning, are you constantly dying to yourself to become more loving, meaning are you imitating Christ in your daily walk? Are you the light in the darkness where God has placed you? So do we know Christ? Have we been saved? Do we follow him? Are we his disciple? And then lastly, are we going? Are we obedient to the call? Are we preaching? So do we know Jesus? Do we follow Jesus? And do we preach Jesus? It was so great to see everyone sharing here tonight. I think sometimes we think this thing, you know, it has to be someone at the church office or an ordained pastor who must only preach. That's crap. Jesus says, you go preach the gospel. Who is that? You? You. It's all of us. as you go preach. And no, everyone, I could just sit for hours and listen to every single person that came and shared here tonight. Yes, everyone has a different style. Awesome, because otherwise we would have been boring. So everyone was able to preach here, right? You could have listened to them. You guys can do the same. As you go and preach. Know Jesus, follow Jesus, preach Jesus. Go make disciples. I'm going to share the scripture, which I believe we all know. The Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 18. It's not a mission service if you don't speak about the Great Commission. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. So tonight, church, do you know Christ? Not of him, him. If yes, are you becoming more like him? And if that is the case, are you preaching him? Some of us are students, some of us are married, some of us are single, some of us are, you know, doing vastly different things. And that's amazing. Because that means exactly where you are now in your life, you have hundreds of people around you that needs to hear the gospel of Christ. So whether you are sitting in your class, whether you are in a boardroom meeting with the directors of your company, whether you're a teacher, it doesn't matter who you are, preach it. Tonight, we're going to spend time in praying for those three groups of people. People that's never really committed their life to Christ. I say, "Lord, I hear the call. Tonight, I want to follow you. I want to know you." Second ones, for those who have perhaps who have done it, but somewhere it's become like all about us. You can't have that. For realignment of those lives. And thirdly, if that is going on, for you to say, "Yes, these mission teams sounds amazing, exciting. I want to go. Or at least just send me." We want to pray and point you as well. Because it's just a biblical thing. I want to read us. Colossians 1:28 says, "Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." And the scripture, my last scripture I'll be sharing, which is not on the screen, unfortunately, so just follow me. It's Romans 10, from verse 12. It says, "For there's no distinction between Jew or Greek." It's modernizers. There's no distinction between black or white. There's no distinction between rich or poor, educated, uneducated. "For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Amen. That's why tonight, if you feel you need to respond to God's command and say, "Hey, you, go and preach my word, my gospel, and go and baptize people." That is you tonight. That is why we want to send you. We want to put some oil on your face. It's representing just the Holy Spirit and a consecration. And just say, "Hey, we send you. Go and preach. You're a preacher. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You are worthy to go." So everyone, I just want you to stand with me, please.
You move mountains when you speak. You give power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming his glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org. or find us on facebook.com/ShofarPretoria.